Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. Do you agree with the following observation that, quote, no young person should leave school feeling that they can't participate fully in life because of the way that they think they look? Well, if you have children or you're an adult concerned about the future of our children, I imagine you're in agreement with me. As is our next guest, she is Jess Wiener, Dove's Global Self-Esteem Ambassador, part of Dove's Self-Esteem Project. Jess, welcome to Body Language, and congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like my title should come with a very fancy wave. I'm doing it right now. You can't see me, but I am motioning right now.
I can feel it through the microphone. Let's discuss your role and the social mission of the Dove Self-Esteem Project, which is to encourage all women and girls to develop a positive relationship with beauty, helping them raise their self-esteem and thereby enabling them to realize their full potential. First, how would you describe your role and personal mission?
Well, I have been a social entrepreneur and speaker and teen expert for over 20 years, and I know this topic really well. I've lived this topic personally, and when I had an opportunity to partner with Dove and become the Global Self-Esteem Ambassador almost, gosh, I want to say 6 years ago at this point, we've been in a relationship for a long time, and I've been really fortunate to see the wonderful work that Dove has done and to be a part of that work by helping lead workshops and do some media appearances and work with the girls and moms hands-on and really help articulate this message across multiple platforms, write some of the material that we have online, because Dove has a beautiful platform to talk about the anxiety, the beauty anxiety that girls feel, and I've seen firsthand how that has stopped girls literally from living the lives they've dreamed of. So it has been a fantastic partnership, a mighty partnership, where I feel like we're able to really make a great impact.
Why do you believe you were chosen for this honor? And what past experiences and understanding about yourself do you bring to the table?
Well, you know, I lived through the requisite issues that we still talk about today with girls. Body image concerns, low self-esteem. I didn't look like the images that I saw in the media every day. And mind you, I grew up in a time where we didn't have nearly as many media options as our girls today do. But I still felt that pressure. And I grew up in a home where both of my parents were concerned about their weight and their body image and their looks, and unconsciously really passed some of that language and concern down to me. So I've lived this. And then from living it, I turned it into a career of working, particularly with families, women and girls, moms and daughters, aunts and grandmas, to really kind of discuss and digest what this is, what this lack of self-esteem is for girls, how does it impact our lives, where does it stop us, how can we conquer it? And this has been my life's work. So I think I bring to the table this really authentic connection to the material, but an expertise over time where I've worked with, you know, international organizations, and I have one foot in Hollywood here working within the media to make that change. And, you know, I understand this topic from many angles. And what Dove does so well and what we've been doing so right, I think, with the Dove Movement for Self-Esteem is we have been continuing a very complex conversation in multiple layers. It's not simple, and it's not done with one click. It's really a long-term commitment, and for both, you know, women and girls out there, to work on loving themselves inside and out, accepting their beauty, finding confidence in their beauty, and not turning it into anxiety. And that is going to take a while for us to achieve, but we're making great strides.
Dove is committed to creating a world where beauty is a source of confidence, not anxiety,
right,
which is one of the reasons they debuted their new initiative, Let's Make Girls Unstoppable, at the Mom 2.0 Summit, as part of their commitment to reach 15 million girls by 2015 with self-esteem programming like yours. That's a pretty ambitious goal, isn't it, Ambassador?
It is an ambitious goal, and we're achieving it. We're, I believe, over 10 million girls reached. Hands-on, we've worked with thousands and hundreds of thousands of girls around the United States, specifically working on this issue for the past 6 years. So it's just not a name only. It's a real, genuine effort, and reaching those girls, 15 million by 2015, I hope we pass that way before 2015.
Jess, the folks at Dove have said that anxiety about looks begins at an early age with mixed messaging from parents, among other things, and has proven to hold girls back from reaching their full potential. In fact, a troubling 6 out of 10 girls stop doing the things that they love because they feel bad about their looks. In fact, they disconnect from life and even avoid normal daily activities, such as raising their hand in class, as you mentioned, or going to the doctor because, well, they're probably concerned about what the doctor might say about their body appearance. That must hurt you to read, or does it simply reaffirm your sense of mission?
I think it does a little of both, and I think anybody listening, parent or, as you said, adults concerned about the future of our children, can find great pain and discomfort in that statistic. It also might sound very familiar for some people. If you think about 6 out of 10 girls being dissatisfied with their appearance, stopping doing what they love because of their appearance, what I really want to boil that down to for people to understand is think about something you love doing, whether it's playing soccer or painting or singing or dancing, and then think about literally stopping yourself from doing something that brings you joy because the anxiety you feel about how other people might perceive your looks or just your general doubt about yourself based on your relationship to your own beauty stops you from doing something you love. That's tragic on so many levels, and it stops our girls, you know, the one who stops raising her hand in class, stops trying out for things, stops applying herself, and we lose out on future CEOs and scientists and fantastic mothers and teachers. So it's a concern for all of us, I think, to have. And what I also like to focus on out of that statistic is that there are 6 out of 10 girls who stop doing what they love because of their beauty anxiety, but there are 4 out of 10 girls who don't. And those girls are unstoppable, and those girls forge forward despite some pressures they might be feeling. And so I think we want to capture both the urgency of this issue and how it impacts our lives, but also the hopefulness of what girls can accomplish when we do help them become more unstoppable in their lives. And that's, I mean, it's an awesome responsibility. It's one I take very humbly and very seriously. It's a passion for me, and I love it.
Our guest is Jess Wiener, Dove's Global Self-Esteem Ambassador, part of Dove's Self-Esteem Project.
So I can't underscore this enough. This conversation about making girls unstoppable, it needs to be ongoing. It doesn't have an end point. And mind you, making a girl unstoppable doesn't mean that you're making her perfect or that her life works out, you know, wonderfully from start to finish or that everything she goes after she gets, because that's just not realistic. And we don't, and it's important to teach girls the reality of life, the authenticity of life. But I think it's also important to let girls know you're going to fall down. You're going to fail. You're going to mess up. Not everybody's going to like you. And that's okay. And how do you like yourself? And how do you pick yourself back up? How do you become a resilient person? That's what makes somebody unstoppable. How do you have a sense of humor about the things you can't control? That makes a girl unstoppable. How do you work harder for the dreams that you see every day? That makes a girl unstoppable. So I think it's about encouraging her, but encouraging her realistically to keep going. And we all need that message, not just girls.
And we are certainly making girls unstoppable. Our guest has been Jess Wiener, who is Dove's Global Self-Esteem Ambassador, part of Dove Self-Esteem Project. Thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language. You're certainly certainly very, very passionate about this work, and I envy your audiences.
It was my pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
You can learn more about Jess Wiener, Dove's Global Self-Esteem Ambassador, and the entire Dove Self-Esteem Project at www.dove.com/girls-unstoppable. Once again, that's dove.com/girls-unstoppable. I'm Christopher Springman, and you've been listening to Body Language on Radio MD. To listen to the show again, download or share the program with friends, please visit RadioMD.com. Thanks so much for listening today.